This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are going, as we've been talking about in the last few weeks, we are going to Tallahassee to actually ask the legislators, our Florida House members and Florida senators, to defend every innocent human life without exceptions. I am, in addition to being a pastor, I am the president of Personhood Florida, which is a statewide organization that is working to establish or reestablish that right to life. You know, we already have, every human has the right to life, but it needs to be recognized and protected. Our founding fathers said that this was the reason that governments were instituted, was to actually secure those rights that God has given to us. We are working to protect human life from the very beginning of human life, from the biological development, the very beginning of biological development. We're also working to protect human life outside the womb, humans that are created in laboratories, that are experimented on. And really, we should not be allowing this, like creating human-animal hybrids or glow-in-the-dark embryos by taking a portion of a jellyfish and mixing it with a human embryo and then destroying that human being a few days later. We also are working to protect the disabled, where many of those who are diagnosed with a ailment in the womb, such as Down syndrome, are actually put to death. 90% of those who test positive for Down syndrome are killed by abortion in the womb. And we should never be killing people because they have a disability. We also are working to protect seniors. We should never starve and dehydrate seniors to death or over-medicate them to hasten their death. And we are working on a constitutional amendment, the Human Life Protection Amendment, to trying to get this on the ballot, which would add preborn human beings to the Declaration of Rights of the Florida Constitution. We also have a proposed Personhood Florida Act, and this actually states basically that the God-given right to life of every human being at any stage of development shall be recognized and protected. We don't yet have a sponsor for this bill, but we do. There is a bill in the Florida House that is as close to this, really, as you probably could come without actually being it, or pretty close. It does have some room for improvement. We talked about that last week. We'll briefly talk about it today. But when we look at this one bill that has been presented, which is HB 1519, was sponsored by a former Personhood Florida board member, David Barrero, and also Representative Beltran. This law would ban abortion except to save the life of a mother. We do believe in saving the life of the mother, but there's never a reason to slice a baby's arms and legs off and crush her skull to save the mother's life. There are other ways to save the mother's life, and doctors should, and real doctors will, fight to save both lives with the ability that we have. And certainly there are certain circumstances, it's rare, but there are certain circumstances where the baby may need to be delivered early, and we may not currently have the technology to protect that baby outside the womb. But that baby should be given the right to, we should actually not purposely kill that baby's life. So this legislation does protect human life, really because we're created in God's image. It recognizes, and really we see the legislative principle from Genesis 1:26 through 27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So we see this, that we are created in God's image. Also, if we base the protection of human life on bodily function or what someone can do, then we open up the opportunity or open up the possibility of ending life at the end of life or when someone may become disabled. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there, and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, and let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems, and we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Yes, we are, and we're here ready to answer your computer questions. And you know, sometimes technology doesn't work quite as quickly and as smoothly as you want it to. The Zoom, I was on a Zoom call last night, but for whatever reason, didn't want to work well today. But anyway, we are connected to the studios with Skype. I have the stream going on YouTube, and also we're going live right now on Facebook. So hey, we're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to answer your technical questions. Hopefully we have, looks like we have both of the studios in today. I know I've been talking to Cliff. And so anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. And you know, today we'll be going over in addition to, we are on WCNO with Skype as well. So it's nice to have a good backup plan to be able to switch over. And that's what we have to do sometimes. You know, you just have to kind of roll with the punches. Last night, like I said, I was on a Zoom call with a vendor. And yesterday I was on a Zoom call, actually helped a client who has a sister and some other relatives that live in Germany, helped her connect over there with via Zoom. And so we were able to get that all going and help her out there. So, you know, we can help you with those types of things as well. And, you know, like I said, it's good to have a backup in case things don't work quite as smoothly as they should. One thing that we're doing here today, we're going to be going over some streaming options, particularly for the AFC and NFC championship games, how you can actually watch those if you don't have cable. And I know, you know, this is helpful for those of you who don't have cable, but it's also helpful for those of you who may be out there thinking, you know, I've got quite a bit of expenses here. And, you know, with this current economy, things just, I mean, look at it. You know, it's kind of crazy. I mean, you go to the store and you realize, well, you know, this box used to be twice as big and it used to cost half as much. Some things are like that. And that's very frustrating. And so some people are saying, hey, you know, this cable bill keeps going up and up and up and up, gets more and more expensive. I want to be able to reduce this cost. And so what they do is they actually go ahead and cut the cord. Or maybe you're thinking about cutting the cord, but you haven't yet. So we'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about some of the other issues and some of the cybersecurity threats that we're seeing out there today. And one of the things I think you're going to be alarmed hearing from two of our, or hearing about something that happened to two customers who weren't on or haven't been on our cybersecurity plan. One of them is going to be after this because they did both experience breaches this past week and very costly breaches as well. You know, could have been worse, but you know, definitely pretty big. So we'll be talking about that. And, of course, answering your questions at 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Now, one of the things that we did want to go over is, again, how you would watch the NFL games if, you know, if you're into NFL. I mean, people are into all kinds of things. Okay, we have David on the line, so we're going to go to David first, and then we'll talk about streaming later. David, welcome to a Faster PC Live technical support. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'm just thankful that the timing. Oh, I hear my voice reverberating.
First of all, if you have the radio on, turn the radio down. And
no,
secondly,
no,
sometimes
no,
you might hear your voice back through the phone. If you do that, you just have to ignore it and, you know, realize that it's not going out over the air twice. You know, it can get a little bit tricky to ignore that, but just keep talking. We hear you fine.
Okay. Anyway, I was saying the timing is perfect because I just turned on my, or tried to turn on my computer, and I'm getting a message that says the AC power adapter type and wattage cannot be determined. The system performance is unpredictable. Please connect a Dell 150-watt AC adapter and restart. And, of course, I don't have a Dell adapter.
You know, before you said Dell, I knew you were talking about a Dell. Because this is the type of thing that Dell does, and really, you know, they're the only ones that do this. But really, what will happen when, even though you probably have a Dell AC adapter, and I would imagine you do, is that correct?
What did you ask me?
Yeah, do you have a Dell? Is the power adapter you're using a Dell power adapter?
No, I don't use any adapter. You know, I just have a regular cord that plugs to the power source.
Okay, so So is this a laptop or an all-in-one or a desktop?
No, it's a desktop, which I've had for years.
So it's a desktop? Okay, so some desktops do have power adapters. And what a power adapter is, it's a... I've got one here. I'll put up on the screen for those that are watching on the live stream. So this is a power adapter. This particular one is a Toshiba. So the power cord goes into what we call sometimes a brick. It's an adapter that adapts the power down from 110 volts or 120 volts, depending on, you know, what your voltage is, down to quite often around 19 volts, sometimes 20, sometimes 18 and a half, sometimes 19 and a half. And then there's a certain level of amperage. And what we see on Dells is even when you have a Dell computer with a Dell power adapter, there comes a time where Dell stops saying, you know, says, hey, you know, we're not detecting that this is a Dell power adapter. And what they do is they give you a warning, and then they actually will, if you have a computer that has a battery, they'll stop charging the battery, which, by the way, will kill your battery over time. And also, they will slow your computer down significantly. Sometimes down, they'll slow the processor down maybe by 10%. So instead of having, let's say, a 3 gigahertz processor, you might have a 300 megahertz processor, which again is there's 1,000 megahertz in a gigahertz. So you're looking at slowing way down. Really, a lot of people don't realize what's happening and probably think, well, my computer's running slow. I don't know why it's running slow, and go out and actually buy a new computer. And I'm sure that Dell would love it if you buy a new computer, and especially if you buy a new Dell computer. In my opinion, this is really a scam, but it is something that if you have a Dell, you're going to deal with. My mom has a Dell laptop, and she has dealt with this. We've replaced her adapter a few times, and right now the current adapter that she has is giving this message. So really what the solution is to buy a new adapter. And what you can do, you can actually go to the adapter. The adapter will have a sticker on it that'll actually have the make and model of that adapter. You'll also have the specs of the adapter, but it's important that you don't buy an aftermarket. It's important that you buy a Dell, and really it would be great if you can get the exact one that your computer came with, which again will be right on the sticker. If you have problems or can't figure out how to do that, you can bring the power adapter into our shop and we could order one for you. And that will resolve the issue until the next time Dell determines that they can't determine your power from your power adapter. And, just be aware of this. If you're out there and you're looking to buy a new computer and you're thinking about Dell, just know that there's a good chance you're going to have to replace that power adapter, even though it's working just fine. Do you think we'll slow your computer down? You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Okay, apparently I don't seem to hear Brian.
You know what? I'm back here. Somehow my microphone muted in the middle of that, so I was talking away, and I hear you. I see you making motions like you can't hear me. I do apologize for that. Things happen sometimes where your mic just automatically mutes. But we have David on the line. And David, I know we were just answering your questions. So what other questions do you have?
I don't have another question. I have a comment and something. Okay. I was thinking about as you were telling me what was going on.
Yes.
I said to myself, well, maybe if I disconnect the power cord from the computer and leave it off for 10 seconds and then reconnect it, maybe it'll work. And voila, that worked.
Yeah, you can definitely try that and see if that works. You know, hopefully that will work. But, most likely this is going to be something that's going to happen on a, you know, regular basis, and you're going to have to just look at it. And there's a good chance that you'll have to change your power adapter. I mean, you don't have to. You could let Dell reduce your performance by 10%, down where really they're reducing it to 10% from 100%. So that's slow, and your computer's going to be slow. So if you ever see that message, unplugging the power and plugging it back in doesn't fix it, there's a good chance at some point you're going to have to replace that power adapter.
Do you know where I would get an adapter?
Yeah, you could potentially get one from Dell. If not, I know it really is going to depend on how old the system is. Sometimes we're able to order them on Amazon. Sometimes we have to go to eBay. If the system's kind of old, you definitely want a Dell power adapter. You do not want to get just a generic power adapter. You want a Dell. And so, this is something that definitely it'll take, you'll have to actually, get the original. You don't want to go with something that's not original. So, if the computer's real old, you might have to go to eBay, and you'll be getting something where, maybe the computer's broken, but the person has a power adapter, or maybe it's a company that sells the parts, and they're selling the power adapter, and then they're going to sell all the other parts separately, the parts that are still good. So hopefully that'll help you though. And I hope that Dell won't, complain about your power adapter in the future, but my experience is that they will. And this is just a matter of time before they complain about it again. And then you have to, go ahead and replace your power adapter. So it's not something that I like about Dell. I can tell you that. And you may have gathered that from my comments on that. Again, I view it as a scam, and I view it as something that can, really, it's working, it's powering your system, it's providing you with enough power, but Dell, if it doesn't meet their requirements, and of course, it's their power adapter. I mean, why can't they make a power adapter that lasts as long as the computer lasts? That is just, so if it's really failing, then why did they not make a better quality power adapter? And if it's not really failing, why are they slowing down your computer and making you buy a new power adapter? It's just a, and of course, if you're buying a used power adapter, not a new one, how do you know how long that one's going to last? So these can be, can be very frustrating. It's something that I don't like about Dell. And, if you're just wondering what I think about it, this is one reason that I would not buy a Dell that uses a power adapter. So I used to not have that opinion of Dell until I started seeing this. And it wasn't until I saw my mom's computer, and she was complaining about it being slow. And I was wondering, why is this computer so slow? And then I went into the task manager. Let me switch over to a full screen to actually show those. And I'll verbally describe this to those who are on the radio or listening on the radio. But for those that are watching the live video, what I'll do is I'll actually show this. We're actually showing the full screen. I'm going to launch the task manager. I already have done that on my computer. The way you launch the task manager is you actually click on, you actually hold down the control, the shift, and the alt key, and that launches the task manager. You can also do control alt delete, but on many computers, control alt delete will launch a dialog box that'll ask you what you want to do, and one of the options is task manager, and you can click on task manager. But from the task manager, you want to go to
the performance tab, and on Windows 10, that's going to be across the top. On Windows 11, it's across the left. You want to go to the processor itself, and you want to click on the processors, the CPU. You see that my processor is fluctuating in speed. Most processors will do that. They'll go faster or slower as they're needed. And you see my speed is at, fluctuating between maybe 2.9 and 3.12, 3.13, I've seen, but really, if you're having this issue with a Dell power adapter where Dell is telling you the screen at startup is telling you we can't detect this power adapter, we may slow your computer down. What you'll see in this screen here very likely is something speed in the range of in the 200s to low 300 megahertz, and 1,000 megahertz make up a gigahertz. So you can see that I'm in the high two gigahertz to low 3 gigahertz range, and if my computer, I do not have a Dell, and this is one reason I wouldn't have a Dell, but if my computer, and right now my mom's computer, if I were to turn it on and go and look at it, it would be in the 200 megahertz range because the computer is saying that the Dell power adapter that came with the computer, that they cannot determine that it's meeting the voltage and amperage that they require, and they're reducing the speed to prevent problems. And I say, I really wonder how many people don't know and don't call this show and go out and buy a new computer thinking this computer's just getting so slow, not realizing that the reason it's getting slow is because of the power adapter. You know, a lot of people don't read the messages on the screen. They just, you can click F1 to continue. So they click F1 and they know, well, this message comes up and they're not even reading it. They're just clicking F1. And then they're wondering, why is my computer so slow? I need to get another one. And then they go out and buy another Dell. And boy, that must line the pockets of the Dell CEO and the owners of Dell. Which, you could be an owner of Dell. So maybe you want to own Dell because they have this scam that probably brings them more money. Maybe you want to own their stock because of that. But I wouldn't own their computer. I personally would not do that. So that's something that, you'll have to decide whether you want to own a Dell or not. But I will not own a Dell. This is not something that I'm going to want to do. And so you might want to think about that. But again, very likely you're going to see this message pop up again, and you'll want to check to see if your computer is running slow. If it is running slow, then you're going to want to actually go out and very likely get a new power adapter. And just keep this in mind the next time you buy a computer. And by the way, some desktop computers are coming now without a power supply. They're coming with a power adapter and no power supply. And so just because you have a desktop computer doesn't mean you don't have a power adapter. So hopefully that answers your question there, David. And one of the things that we did want to go over here is we wanted to go over how you could watch the NFL playoff games if you don't have cable TV. And again, this is for those who don't have cable and still want to watch the games. It's also for those who have cable and are looking at the bill and saying, wow, I'm paying so much for this, and I don't watch a lot, but I would like to be able to watch this. So how would I watch it if I were to cut the cord? So there's a few ways that you can watch it. One is that the 3 p.m. game with the AFC Championship is on CBS, and the later game, the 6:30 game, is on Fox. Now, if you wanted to watch the game on Fox, you could go to the store and buy a cheap digital antenna and plug it in on the inside of your house. You could put it on the wall, those types that kind of stick to the wall. You would not even have to put it on a window or near a window. In most cases, most of the people in our listening area will be able to pick up Fox really easily. So this is something that you'll want to just look at and check. If you want to get the CBS, it's a little bit more difficult to get CBS for many in our listing area, depending on where you are. I know the WCNO listing area is a big listing area, but many of you with CBS, you'll have to get a better antenna and probably have it in your attic or outside, preferably outside, pointing toward, and you can actually, the better antennas actually have arms that go out and point, and they also, you can direct them in the direction of the various towers. And how do you know where the tower is? Well, you're going to have to do a little bit of trial and error, but you can, typically there's a button that you'll push, and the antenna will actually rotate. So you push that button a little bit, you check the channels, see what you can get, and when you find, hey, I'm getting really good reception of CBS, then you know, hey, that's where I need to put it. That's about the direction I need to put it for next time, and you'll be able to get that and watch it. So that's one way to watch the games. You do also have, CBS does have a streaming platform that if you just wanted to watch their game, you could actually sign up for that streaming platform, and you'd be able to watch that. I know Fox has a streaming platform also, and I don't know the exact details of the Fox streaming platform, but you know that's one way you can watch it. You can also get the subscription to NFL Plus Premium. And with NFL Plus Premium, you can watch the games on a mobile device. If you have the Plus Premium, you can watch the games on a mobile device. And after the game is over, you can listen to watch the games in their entirety on a TV. And by the way, this last weekend, I was able to watch the Saturday game. I watched the first game in a condensed format, which took about 37, 38 minutes. And then the next game, I caught up. I watched it on YouTube TV. And watching it on YouTube TV, I was able to actually, it has an option to catch up through key plays. So I watched all the key plays and then caught up to live. And I watched the rest of the game that way. And then the Sunday games, I actually went up to Tallahassee this last week to lobby for the protection of innocent human life. And while I was in, when I was coming into the hotel, the Chiefs-Bills game was on TV, and I was trying real hard not to see it. But then, you know, I did have to talk to someone in the lobby, and I saw them, the reporter interviewed Patrick Mahomes after he had won, so it kind of spoiled it. But I did watch the other game, the other game that played that day in a condensed format. And then the next night, I watched the Chiefs-Bills game in a condensed format. Even though I knew the outcome, it wasn't quite as exciting, I still was able to watch it. But that service is about $15 a month. You can sign up for a streaming package, and the streaming package kind of replaces the streaming package kind of replaces the regular cable subscription. Or you could go to a sports bar. A lot of sports bars, including the Draft House, have games playing, and you can watch it there. Of course, you could go to a friend's house and watch it as well. Lots of ways that you can watch if you don't have a cable subscription.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station, and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them.
computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? And we are back, ready to answer your questions and going right to the lines where we have Dan on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support, Dan. How can we help you today?
Brian.
Yes.
Hey, I have Windows 10, and there's a recent security update that does not install in Windows. And I understand a lot of problems, or people are having problems with this. And from what I see on the internet, it has something to do with the partition size. Do you know anything about this?
Well, I know that sometimes, and I haven't, we haven't actually seen this issue recently, but sometimes we do see that there are certain updates that can't be installed or the computer doesn't work quite right because there's a partition on the computer that is not a partition that you normally use for your operating system, your programs, but that partition actually is a little bit too small. And so it can be a little bit tricky to change that or to correct that if that is the issue. But we can definitely take a look at that if you're not able to resolve that. Like I said, we haven't run into customers that haven't been able to update any of the updates recently, but they are important. Those security-related updates are important to install. We do even have, for our managed services clients, we have a software that runs on their system that actually is automating installation of Windows updates. And but we can definitely help and look at that and see what's going on, why it's not installing, and work to get it installed for you. Because those security updates, if you don't have them, you're kind of a sitting duck, just waiting for the bad guys. Once the updates are out there, they definitely know about the security holes that are in Windows, and they can actually take advantage of those if you don't have the patch. So if you have the patch, you're protected. If you don't have the patch, you're kind of a sitting duck, just hoping that they don't catch you and take advantage of your system vulnerabilities.
There are some recommendations on the internet.
Yes.
How to deal with this in terms of increasing the partition space. But I've looked at some of those, and it's really scary how to do it.
It can be. I would definitely make sure, if you're going to do any of that on your own, make sure that you back up your data, because you don't really know what's going to happen. And what a partition is, to explain for those listening that may not know this, just think about, your house. So your house is, if it didn't have any interior walls, it would be one big room. But there are interior walls that are kind of like partitions. They're permanent walls. So, but if a partition, I guess, is more of maybe a temporary thing. But really, on a hard drive, it's pretty permanent. I mean, there are programs that will help you resize partitions, but once it's put in place, typically it is fairly permanent. But so it's like taking a big room and dividing it into two or more smaller rooms. And typically the computer has a small partition on it that's a boot partition. It has a small recovery partition, and then it if it's an OEM big name computer and the hard drive hasn't been redone with a clean install, there's a likelihood that there's an extra recovery partition put on there by the manufacturer that will restore the computer to its original specifications. And then there's the main partition that you use, which is probably labeled the C drive, where your operating system and your programs are installed, and very likely your data is there as well. So those are the partitions that you're looking at. And sometimes that Windows recovery partition can be a little bit too small. Typically, what we see when there's a problem with that, typically what happens is the computer won't boot if that is too small. Then it needs to be corrected, or the boot needs to be repaired. And that can be tricky, but definitely doing any of this could be tricky. So back up your data. And it's always good to back up your data anyway, but especially if you're going to do something that may potentially wreck your hard drive, or may potentially wreck your computer, so it won't boot into Windows. And you can in most cases, unless the partition is totally destroyed, and even if it's totally destroyed, in most cases we can recover it. But you know, when you're looking at changing partitions, you could render the computer so that it doesn't boot. And then if it doesn't boot, then you're having some issues, and that could be more tricky to get into the Windows. You know, if you're not able to get into Windows, it's more difficult to back up the data. We could do it, but you know, in most cases, but it's going to be definitely more difficult for someone that's not a computer technician to do that. So
I have read that Microsoft has acknowledged they're aware of this problem, and they think that Microsoft is working on a solution for it.
There's a good likelihood of that. You know, anytime there's a problem with a patch, they're working on a solution, and hopefully they can get that solution before you actually are very vulnerable. You know, because really, once a security patch is released without installing it, there's, you know, you are, like I said, a sitting duck. So,
okay.
So you won't want to.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. One of the things that happens out there today is cyber threats and cyber attacks. And one of the stats with cyber attacks is that 91% of all cyber attacks start by someone letting the bad guys in. Now, you know, are they purposely letting the bad guys in? Well, not in most cases. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's probably some cases where an insider, you know, wants to take down the company or is mad or something like that, and may purposely let bad guys in, or may even be in on the scam so that, you know, maybe that person's getting a part of the take. But in most cases, that's not the case. In most cases, it's just someone that sees a message on the screen and trusts it and calls a number or clicks on a link on an email or opens an attachment on an email or answers the phone and believes the person on the phone and lets them into the computer. And this past week, we actually had two customers that were not signed up for our cybersecurity programs that did actually fall prey to these scams. At least one of those customers is going to sign up for our cybersecurity program, and we're going to be looking at that, and hopefully we'll be able to provide that protection. I mean, we will be able to provide that protection. Hopefully he'll sign up. We believe that he will. He has indicated that he will. And but what actually happened was on one is that, and I don't know exactly on the consumer because I didn't really talk to the consumer about how the threat started, but the person actually let a hacker or a scammer into her computer, and the person actually was able to, that the hacker or scammer was able to get into the bank account and somehow transfer $13,000 out of the account. Now, this was a residential consumer that you know is retired, and really, I mean, $13,000 is a lot of money when you're retired for a lot of people. Maybe, you know, I know for some people out there, it wouldn't be a lot for Warren Buffett, or it wouldn't be a lot for Bill Gates or someone that's super mega rich, but for most Americans, $13,000 is a lot of money. It may have been all the money that she had. I don't know. But we have seen this. You know, we've seen as high as $40,000 loss from consumers that have fallen prey to one of these scams. One of our customers, the person on the phone, and they were doing, you know, sending emails and showing her a badge, an FCC badge, and saying they needed to transfer the money out of her account to protect her money from being stolen. And she lost $20,000 trying to keep her money from being stolen. She didn't realize the people she was talking to were not who they said they were. They were scammers. We had another client that there someone in their office, there was a scammer or a hacker that called their office, and they one of the employees that answered the phone, and the person on the phone told the employee that he was with tech support from the organization or the headquarters of the company that they were a part of, and the person on the phone believed him or her and let them into the computer, and there was a lot of private information that was gathered and that was gleaned. We're talking about driver's license, images of driver's licenses, images probably of credit cards, various other images that are what's called PII, which stands for personally identifiable information. And this is huge when this happens, because what happens with a business is you actually have to report that to, there's a requirement to report that to law enforcement. There's also a requirement to report that to everyone whose identity was potentially or who potentially had PII stolen. And within them, they were only in the system for about 15 minutes. But in that time, that's what I'm told at least, in that time, multiple emails were sent from their own email account to another email account. And these emails had multiple attachments with various, and they were using, by the way, Gmail, which allows large file size for attachments, or you can send multiple attachments that equal a large amount. I don't exactly recall the limit, but I know that typically, like our radio shows are typically about a little bit under 30 megabytes, and I know that if I can't send that up to FTP, which I normally do, the fallback is to send it with Gmail. And it does work with Gmail. So they actually, in about 15 minutes, exfiltrated quite a bit of data from this client. So we can protect you from this type of threat.
And we're coming to the end of today's show. But if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Applying Biblical Guidelines to Proposed Pro-Life Legislation, Part 2. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solve computer problems. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Isn't it about time that we protect every human being in America, including the preborn? Go to personhoodflorida.com today to sign the Human Life Protection Amendment to establish liberty and justice for all. Again, that's personhoodflorida.com.